T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
46-14 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mark Rosa, President, CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Monday Morning Markets with Mark as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How was the weekend? What'd you do? Spend it locked up in the freezer, the big giant walk-in freezer you have with the gold and all that stuff?
I was working outside. It was so hot, you know, you just get drenched. All the humidity's there and everything. It just
you're working outside doing what?
Working around the house. I was working with my, you know, I like to work with my cars and all that type of thing.
Pay people to do that. Stimulate the economy, Mark.
That's it.
Look, don't put.
I was exhausted by 2 o'clock.
You're not going to be able to put the gold bars in the casket because I've already agreed to be a pallbearer, and I'm not lifting all of that.
Well, what do they say? You never see a Brinks truck in a funeral procession.
Yeah, behind a hearse. But, of course, you know, I got an argument one time with somebody, and they said something about I'm going to dance on your grave. And I said, yeah, well, that's presuming you go first. I go first. You never really know how this is going to turn out.
That's exactly right.
Do we know how the week's going to turn out on Wall Street or not? What kind of economic news are we getting?
Well, exactly. You know, the futures are up nicely this morning. It doesn't mean they're going to stay there. It's up over 350 points as we're getting towards the opening. But, you know, Tommy, I was listening to an analyst, somebody I kind of follow. He had a broadcast over the weekend. It was a YouTube thing. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, a recession is not unavoidable. We don't have to have a recession through all of this. But he said that stagflation is unavoidable. So we're going to have, you and I saw that many years ago. I forgot really, you know, all the ingredients of it and how it felt at the time. And that's when inflation was raging, I mean, 40 years back. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you're going to have growth, but then you're going to have stagnant economic numbers come out as well. And it's just going to be kind of messy for a while until this thing gets straightened out. So last week was a primary, just a good case for that. We had retail sales in April was up 0.9%. That was almost a 10% annual pace, over a 10% annual pace, which is a staggering number in retail sales. So people coming back out, they're feeling good about going to spend money and, you know, kept cooped up during the pandemic. The same went for industrial production, up over 1.1% for the month, and the expected increase was less than half of that. So that was a big number for industrial production. Capacity utilization, we're using 79% of the economy, up 4 months straight. So all these things are very encouraging, retail sales especially. We usually do, even through the holiday season, you get about a 3-5% annual increase in retail sales. This is more than twice that. This is over 10, close to 11%. But then at the same time, stocks have been down for the past 8 weeks. U.S. existing home sales fell for the third straight month because rates have gone so far so fast. So you've got segments of the economy, the market included, is getting really nervous about what the solution to this is going to be. You've got the consumer that's going hell-bent into the economy, spending money they've had, but they've just been kind of squirreling it away through the pandemic, spending it, feeling comfortable about spending it, no masks, planning trips. I saw also over the weekend that a lot of the countries outside of the U.S. have opened up. You don't have to wear a mask over there. You don't have to take a PCR test to get over there to go to, you know, places in Europe, places in South America. So we got this mixed bag. And Jerome Powell came out over the weekend also saying, look, we're going to do all that we need to do to arrest inflation. And we have the tools to do it, meaning they're going to raise rates and take money out of the system. But it'll be interesting. That'll be the interesting part to see whether he just really slams the economy into the ground or if this can be finessed into a, let's call it, a better outcome.
I saw one of the Sunday morning shows yesterday. Rick Scott, I think it was, governor of Florida, talked about balancing the budget, which, you know, everybody talks about, but few do. And it seems as though, correct me if I'm wrong on this, as long as the Fed is buying up bonds and pumping money into the economy, everything's going to be great for a while, and everybody's going to seem as though prosperity is going to think happy days are here again and prosperity is here. But at some point, that other foot has to fall, and it seems as though that other foot is falling now. And I just wonder if any of that is correct, what I just said. Is recovery based on either Republicans or Democrats doing something about spending, and neither has indicated that they really want to? Now, what they spend on, they care about, but not necessarily the spending itself.
Right. And the other thing you alluded to just a second ago, somebody was saying that, well, if the inflation rate is 8%, what you need is the Fed to raise rates to 8% to have it come down. Well, you're $30 trillion in debt. So you're going to apply that to basically almost all $30 trillion because most of it's short term. Mm-hmm. So that money is going to turn over very quickly in ever increasing rates. I don't share that the rates have to be 8% to kill an 8% inflation rate. But the thing is, we still have evidence that it's not peaked. You know, the money that they were injecting into the economy until March. Now they say, okay, we're going to start pulling the money back. But you got these lag effects. You got the industrial production coming in, like I was just quoting. A lot of the things that might be stimulating inflation and putting pressure in that direction, and it might be. You know, Biden came out saying, "Well, you need to save your money. All the stimulus money that we gave you to spend on things to lift the economy. You really not don't spend it. You know, just keep it piled up in a room someplace because your activity is keeping inflation hot." Hotter than it needs to be. So a lot of mixed signals from Washington. But I'd be focused on what the Fed is doing, because you can't count on Washington to do much on a united front to kind of solve this inflationary problem. This thing needs to come down. And I guess, you know, the rates over the next couple of months, they're raising, you know, 50 basis points with consecutive meetings, which I don't think has ever been done before. We've had 50 basis point increases, but not like three consecutive meetings from the Fed. That is a very aggressive move.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you Friday as we help you manage your money with Mark. And I think we're going to talk about picking a financial advisor unless economic events dictate something different. Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.